for USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. After 23 years at CBS, CEO Les Moonves is leaving, effective immediately. His departure comes amid new sexual misconduct charges by six more women reported in The New Yorker. L.A. Times reporter Meg James.
All of these women were in a work setting, and they were sort of stunned by what they described to be very aggressive passes, forcible kissing, and in one case went to the Los Angeles Police Department. She said that Moonves forced her to perform oral sex on him.
Moonves denies the allegations that he calls appalling. An independent investigation is underway and will determine Moonves's final severance payout. CBS says $20 million is being donated to organizations supporting the Me Too movement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
A new report suggests a top federal agency may be understaffed. And USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
A report claiming the EPA's lost around 1,600 employees in the 18 months since President Trump took office. The Washington Post report is 400 people were hired over that period, but still the agency's employment is at its lowest point since the 1980s. Acting EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler says, though, the focus is on quality hires and not total staffing levels. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Florence's winds have strengthened to 85 miles per hour. Meteorologist Tom Sater says the water is hot enough.
So that's going to be fuel for the system to really fire up and possibly strengthen overnight tonight to a major category. That's category 3, 4, or possibly 5. That's not out of the realm here.
Florence could make landfall on the southeast coast late Thursday or Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
A girl in Mississippi is crowned homecoming queen, then she scores big with the football team. Here's more on the story from USA's Rick Vincent.
It was quite the Friday night for Kaylee Foster, a senior at Ocean Springs High School in Mississippi. First, she was crowned homecoming queen during halftime. Then she kicked the game-winning extra point to beat the George County Rebels. Foster says her teammates were confident she could pull it off.
Zach King, the holder, he like looks at me and he's like, "It's okay, Kaylee, like just kick it like you always do, like it's okay." And the next thing I know, like everyone is like right there.
The extra point gave Ocean Springs a 13-12 overtime win. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Firefighters achieved first containment on a fast-moving wildfire in California on Sunday, according to officials. The Delta fire was 5% contained after nearly doubling in size since Friday to 40,000 acres as 2,300 fire personnel worked to contain the blaze. Mandatory evacuations for residents along Interstate 5 corridor from Exit 707 at Valmers to Exit 714 at Gibson also remain in effect. According to CAL FIRE, two single-family residences and two combination residential and commercial buildings have been destroyed. California's largest freeway, Interstate 5, still remains closed after 3 days. CHP and other organizations are discussing when they can reopen it. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.